This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Rae podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Today, I want to talk about dating advice that is actually effective and that actually works. I feel like there's so many different genres of dating advice online and just in life. It's very easy, I think, especially these days with algorithms and feeds that are tailored to what we continually go back to and watch and, you know, invest time and clicks into. It's very easy to get pigeonholed into a certain genre of advice. I think a big realization I've had is that you can't use the same advice on everybody. Over the past couple years, as my brain has developed a little more and as I've gotten more interested in psychology and, you know, just having realizations myself about, you know, why I am the way that I am. You know, I want to follow the therapy pages. I want to learn about this, learn about that. Effective ways to communicate. And while I'm not trying to discredit that at all, I do think there's something to be said for using that advice when you're dating the typical straight man. On the other side of things, another genre of dating advice is this whole, you know, feminine, masculine thing and how to be in your feminine energy. So for example, I think something personally I've noticed is like when therapists on TikTok talk about like, oh, well, if he wanted to, he would. Well, you haven't done things that you wanted to. Maybe he's shy. And I think a lot of these more woke kind of, you know, therapy pages sometimes don't take into consideration gender roles and the fact that the average man, you know, isn't this woke guy seeking how to, you know, have equality with women and whatever. Like, I'm sorry. Then there's this whole very extreme thinking too, where it's like, well, wouldn't you rather just be alone than deal with a man? Best way to date as a straight woman is just to not. So it's like, you also have to take into consideration that, you know, a lot of women want to date. A lot of women want a romantic connection. And it's like, yeah, build community with your friends. And I do think a lot of our society, you know, pressures women into having a relationship or not enough just by ourselves. Like, a lot of that is very ingrained into our culture and just into our subconscious. There's a lot of gray area, I guess. So it can be frustrating when you want to find somebody and there's just so many different clashing opinions out there. This is how you do it. No, this is how you do it. So it's like, okay, like, what do I do? So I think a healthy way to go about it and what I have kind of tried to do is just to take everything into consideration, like take what you need from each genre. We're just gonna keep calling it that, each genre of advice. Try things out and do what works for you. So for example, I think a big thing, you know, with the whole, if he wanted to, he would, like if he wanted to text you, he would. It's like, okay, yeah, maybe he's shy. Yeah, it's true. There's been times where I wanted to reach out to somebody and haven't because I get too in my head. I get scared. I get anxiety, so I don't. But then you also have to take into consideration whether you want to call it, you know, learned behavior or biological. The average man is going to want to chase because that's just what society teaches men to do. It's like, well, you want to be the alpha male. You want to like go after what you want, especially when it comes to women, like go after the girl that you want. And I think there's different variations of that as well. Like there's very extreme examples, you know, of a guy that's very maybe avoidant and like is never satisfied and never wants to settle down or like commit to anybody. And then there's just maybe someone like, okay, like they're gonna go after what they want. They're gonna put in some effort, like, bro. And so when some of these like overly kind of woke pages are like, well, there's been times you haven't done what you wanted to. It's like, okay, like, let's not convince these women to like go after a guy that doesn't, like obviously doesn't want them, you know? It just, I guess, depends on the dynamic that you want. I read something that was really explained it perfectly, basically about how our generation and like, you know, millennials and whatever, like this kind of whole generation of women, it's like we were kind of raised in this feminist era. Then it's like we don't live in an equal world. Like we're still sexualized and seen a certain way by men to fulfill this role of like you know, either the wife or the hoe or whatever. I hate to say y'all, maybe some of y'all would disagree or get mad at this, but I do really feel those tweets that are like, you know, a man truly in his masculine will allow a woman to be in her feminine. A lot of us were raised to be very independent and almost hyper independent. We're used to doing everything on our own. So it's like, I'd be feeling the tweets and I'm like, is this backwards? And I'm like, I think it's really just about survival. Like, you can't go into dating a regular straight man with like this super woke mindset, because they're not, chances are they're not coming into it with that, you know? It could be the wokest man, you know, he could wear a shirt that's like, I'm a feminist, I love women. And he's still benefiting from patriarchy and from our society and how our society treats women, you know? So it's like, if you're gonna be investing time into a man and just like spending time with a man, you need to be gaining those benefits of patriarchy and like what a man is supposed to provide out of, you know, in a patriarchal society. And I think it ultimately just comes down to knowing your worth. Most situationships and most of these failed relationships, you know, when people just like trauma dump in a TikTok and it's like, but it's like funny. I think most of those are because, like, I mean, I'm not trying to victim blame, but I think most of us get in like bad situations or just like odd situations, like a weird situationship that ends up being like the worst thing of your life, even though you didn't plan for that. We weren't taught how to date in a way that's going to benefit us and in a way that's best for us. And then also, I think a lot of women just have trouble saying no and setting boundaries and not settling because, again, we weren't taught it. And we're kind of taught in this patriarchal society to be overly accommodating and to put other people first. So we grow up to be these adults who can't really express our needs. We don't know how to set boundaries. I'm gonna learn how to say no. Guys will really try to get as much out of you as they can because they're counting on you being too uncomfortable to say no, you being too insecure to know what your worth is and that you could have more, you could be asking for more and someone could be giving you more. And that's why a lot of guys are also just very critical towards women, to put it lightly, and like, oh, I don't like women to wear makeup. And then like, that's all the girl. I like women with natural bodies, but then all the girls' pictures they're liking on Instagram and all the women they follow, all the Instagram models they follow, bitch, makeup, filters, Facetune, face app, surgery, okay, injection. They wanna make fun of your natural body. They're gonna claim they like your natural body, but then they're gonna make fun of your natural body or another woman's natural body, and then make fun of you once you get surgery and you finally maybe have confidence, or maybe you just have confidence. So it's really about tuning all of that out and putting yourself first. With that is like, yeah, don't be afraid to be alone, but that's not to say, oh, avoid men at all costs. It's just like, yeah, avoid certain ones. A man that's going to uplift your life doesn't have to be like this super, again, like woke or even necessarily like emotionally intelligent. It's just like, are you doing what you need to as a man? You know, so I hope that makes sense, but that's just kind of a little bit of how my mindset has changed. And I think it's also super important to look for those red flags early on and don't, you know, when people are like, just do it for the plot. Like, I don't think you should date or go on a date with someone or invest any time or energy into a man for the plot. Like, that's a time where you don't do it for the plot, you know, unless it's like something really dumb, like, oh, come to my table tonight, and you and the girlies are like, yeah, we want to go out, like, but don't like go on a date for the plot. Like, do it because you feel like it's right, this man has actually something to offer me. And I was talking about this, I think, in a recent episode, like a couple episodes ago, it was probably a few weeks ago at this point, it's probably last month, but just as far as the whole feminine energy thing, I do think a lot of that is very helpful. And I do not mean that in like the very right wing, like having sex with someone is soul tied. It's like, it's so spiritual and like new agey that it turns like the opposite extreme. But I do definitely think, especially if you are a very independent girly, there's a lot to be said for getting in your feminine energy and just accepting that that's like okay. And I think I was talking about this in that episode, but I feel like that is almost like misogyny as well. Maybe you didn't, that's fine. But did you ever go through a phase where you refused to wear dresses and you like hated the color pink and you just wanted to like rebel against all things girly and feminine? And I think part of like, and not to say in order to be like a woman or to be feminine or whatever, you have to like enjoy these things. But it's like society almost teaches us like liking things that are feminine and girly makes you like dumb and stupid, and you're just like a dumb bimbo, like blonde, even if you're not blonde. This girl made this TikTok where she like organized, it was like an aesthetic fun video, but she organized all her skincare, like the more like, oh, fun products, and it was all like the pink, more girly packaged products, and then like, oh, the products that actually work, and it was all the more like blue, like black, navy, more just pharmaceutical looking products. And it was kind of interesting when people were commenting about this, how like we perceive the more girly feminine like pink things to just be like, oh, it's silly, it's like ditzy, it's just like for fun, like it just looks cute. And then like the more masculine serious looking products were like, oh, well, these actually work, these have a purpose. But yeah, I think part of, you know, getting into your feminine energy is embracing that kind of stuff. And that's not to say you have to like pink, but it's just, it's an example. I remember one time this guy was like, oh, like I bet you have like a million pairs of shoes. And I feel like he was kind of trying to say it as like an insult. And I was like, yeah, I do, I really love shoes. Even though like that's not even really my personality, but I just kind of like played it up almost to prove a point, because I could tell he was trying to say it like in a derogatory way. Whereas I feel like a man truly in his masculine energy would like want a woman that was like cared about how she looked and how she dressed. So that's not to say you have to be dumb, okay? There's so many layers to this, you know? There's this whole, it's like, oh, well, as a woman, like I'm more than my looks. I'm smart, I'm this, I'm educated, I'm that. And that's all great, but it's like, it's very like pick me. Well, I don't wear much makeup. I don't care about how I dress. I don't like the color pink. I like a more serious color like blue. It's like, again, you're so far in your like woke bag that you're like, on the other side of it. I will say, like, for myself, just getting more in my feminine energy, wearing more dresses and skirts, embracing the color pink, just kind of realizing, like, that's, like, especially for me, like, I have long hair, I'm very, like, feminine presenting, even if I'm, like, even before this, even before I was aware of this, like, obviously I'm more feminine. So it's, like, that's how people are gonna perceive me. So it's, like, why am I going through life and me, like, gaslighting myself? Not gaslighting, I don't mean bullying myself. Why am I going through my life and my day like with social anxiety and like, oh my God, like what if they say no? It's like, bitch, they're not. Why would they say no to like a cute little girl? Like, you know? But again, it's not like, oh yeah, be stupid. It's like, take advantage of the circumstances that you're given. Oh, I'm more than my looks. It's like, yeah, we all know that you are, but what can you gain from your looks? You know? Have strong boundaries. Learn how to say no. Know your worth. And just like cut out the bullshit, you know? I think that's a really important thing to do. Cutting out the bullshit. No, but just really being mindful of who you follow on social media, what accounts that you interact with the most and that you read. I've just found that I was following like a little too many therapy pages, and it was just kind of like consuming my mind, like these things. It's like, I don't want to be thinking about that all the time and thinking about like, why did I make this decision when I was this age, like all day, every time I open Instagram. So even though at first, like following these pages, it was like fun and inspiring and fresh, I just found it to be a little too much. I kept a few that I was following, but then the rest I just follow on my podcast account. So it's like, I know I can go there if I need, you know, if I want to think, if I want to have some inspo or like reflect or whatever, but I don't need to be seeing that day in and day out. And then like on Twitter, I'm usually just on the following tab, because I don't really follow that many people, so it's actually like kind of boring, my own feed. But then when I go on the For You tab, it's like my brain, I swear, I feel it just like turning into mush. We all spend time, most of us spend time on social media, and so curating your page to be something that is fun, fresh, inspiring. There's certain creators I follow, I really enjoy their content, and then there's other people I've since unfollowed because it's like, every time I see your content, it just pisses me off. You know, why am I following you? Something else I've been thinking about, and I just want to remind you guys of this, is that nothing is forever. Life is always changing. You truly, honestly can do anything that you want. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take switching up your current routine, getting uncomfortable. But if you are willing to be uncomfortable, you can do so much. I'm not going to get on here and preach manifestation and the law of attraction, but I do think it's true that your thoughts have so much power over your life and how it unfolds. And that's not to say like your thoughts caused your trauma or your thoughts caused this bad thing to happen to you. But as far as just like goals and like what you want for yourself out of life, like you really have a lot of influence over that. So it's just about being accountable. Don't be the victim. You know, we've all had bad shit happen to us, some worse than others. Like, I'm not trying to sound like a dumb, like privileged bitch. Healing is possible changing your life is possible, redirection is possible. If you ever feel stuck or just fed up or even just depressed over your current circumstances, just like take a deep breath and try to really remind yourself that life is always changing and flowing. Also, this is so funny because I just started my period like a couple days ago, and just that relief, I was like psychotic this PMS. And then one day I was just like, wow, I woke up, I was like, I feel amazing today. Like life is looking up. I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling positive for the first time in days. And then my period started. So I think especially as women, you know, if you have a menstrual cycle, we definitely have the ability to be a lot more in tune with the flow of life, no pun intended, but just how life can change and how we can feel so different day to day, and just kind of accepting that life is a flow and nothing's ever the same. You know, money comes, money goes, happiness comes, happiness goes. Stick to the plan, stick to the goals, and ask yourself every day, like, what is one thing I can do to help achieve my goal?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Feminine energy, just girly things, treat yourself, self-care things I did this week. I ordered a bunch of pink stuff for my bathroom. And this is, again, like, y'all, this is not me saying, oh, you have to like everything pink. But to me, that makes me feel very feminine and girly and just gets me in that zone, you know? So we ordered some stuff for the bathroom. I'm going to make some content about it. My sister and I just did a community Bath and Body Works order. So I got some new candles and some new scents on the way. Going and getting an iced coffee honestly makes me feel so girly pop. And journal and stop listening to other people's opinions like so much, because there's so many conflicting opinions online, you know? And I think, I don't know, this past week especially, I've just been so over it. If I go on TikTok and it's someone like trying to give me advice, I turn it off. I close the app. I'm like, I want LOLs and like meme slideshows. Like, I do not want anything else. Yeah, happy Gemini season, y'all. You know, it's really the start of the summer. Summer, is it next week officially? Let's make this one for the books. And I think especially now that like, I'm in my mid-20s now almost. It's like every season counts so much more. Like, obviously it's like every day matters, but then it's like, this is gonna be the summer that I'm like 25 and then like that's it. It just matters like so much more to me now as I get older. And in the past it's like, oh yeah, I'm a kid, like another summer, like see you next year. Oh my god, like I only have so many years left like in my 20s. So yeah, let me know your thoughts about any of this. Hopefully I will have the podcast footage of me and Sonia soon. I've been inquiring about that. If you guys saw my story a couple weeks ago, right before we went to Brazil, Sonia and I did a podcast together in a podcast studio. It was literally like the best day. It was so fun. So hopefully I have that to you guys soon. Hopefully by next week. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, where's my footage? So yeah, I've been getting a couple questions about where that is. After PMS is over, I overall feel very optimistic about life these days. Last week, like tearing my hair out, like throwing a fit in my room. So that's gonna be all I talk about today. I hope you guys enjoyed. Let me know what you want me to talk about next week, and I will see you guys then. Bye everyone.